It's an amazing thing. Every line of Shemoneh Esrei is laden with meaning. In fact, here where we say V'hasinu menu yagam v'yanacha, we ask Hashem to remove all sorrow and groaning. It says it's a Tzemach Tzedek, based on the pasuk of Samach Nefesh Avdecha. A person should daven for Simchas Nefesh. Hashem should make them happy, happy and content in the avodas Hashem, and the Chas V'Shalom shouldn't fall into a state of depression. In fact, it says Tzadok HaKoyim, this is the essence of what Amalek is, Asher Korach HaBaderech, calls you down, takes a person down. What's your Torah worth? What's your avodas Hashem worth? He says this Yetzahara is absolutely rampant amongst great people, takes them down. In fact, he talks about Osniel ben Kenaz, where all of Torah Shabbat Peh comes from him, and he brings back with his pilpul, with his shafkite, 3,000 halachas that were forgotten in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. But nonetheless, Osniel ben Kenaz davens that the Yetzer Hara should not allow him to fall into the trap of depression. Why? Because this is something that can happen even to people that are of great stature in Avodas Hashem. The Yetzer Hara will get them. And in fact, a person needs to have a sense of gaiva in a good way, a sense of self-esteem in a very healthy way. Because if we feel that we're worth nothing, if we feel like Yetzer Hara is getting the better of us, we need to be able to counteract that. But there's a deeper level as well of Yagam V'Anacha, is to realize that this is the way that Hashem runs the world in general, in its biggest sense. Beis Yosef says, we're Klal Yisrael. We've gone through a long galus. It seems and it appears like a Kodesh Baruch has left us, and he's not supervising us, not looking at us anymore. Of course he is. And therefore we ask Hashem, Yasin Amenu Yagam Anacha, to remove the sorrow and the groan and the pain in galus. Reveal yourself to us, Hashem. Let us feel your protection. Feel that sense of security that you're with us and you're looking after us and you're protecting us. The more manifest it is, the more we can say, Umloich aleinu atah Hashem levadcha b'chesed rachem tzadkenu b'mishpat. Hashem should rule over us. And it should be obvious. It should be evident. More than that, the Seyda Yom says, the word in galus, we can't really keep the Torah in the fullest way possible. We can't really learn the way we should. Either it's because the pain of galus, whether it's because as a result of galus, our minds, our hearts, our souls have become so limited, restricted. And therefore we ask Hashem, allow us to be able to fulfill the Torah in the fullest way possible. Take away this yagam v'anacha. And the Mishpatim should be able to fulfill themselves, to be fulfilled in the fullest of ways. In fact, the Chasam Sefer says, and this applies to Rabbanim, that sometimes Rabbanim can't rule the way they want to. Dayanim can't rule the way they want to. And therefore, it's Davkin, this bracha of Hashiva Shoftim. Because in some way they're limited from actually being able to fulfill the Mishpatei HaTorah. Perhaps because of God, because of those authorities, whatever it might be. We ask that Hashem takes away all the impediments. That's Hasim Menu Yagam V'Anacha. Hashem, take away all the impediments, Davidus Hashem, so that we can serve you in the fullest way possible. That's why we need the Geula.